Recording. Hey, this is Chaz Haywood, and I am reviewing a book review on the book Running the Rift. Running the Rift is a book that follows Jean Patrick Nkuba, a Rwandan boy, from the day that running is his life to the moment when he must run to save his life. A 10-year span in which his country is undone by the Hutu-Tutsi tensions. Born a Tutsi, he is put into a position where it's impossible to not be involved in politics, where the man who used to sell you stuff now just spews hatred, and where the girl who flirted with you in the lunchroom refused to look at you, where your Hutu coach is secretly training the very soldiers who will eventually hunt down your family and destroy it. Although in a place that is restricted for the Tutsi, he holds his dream of becoming Rwandan's first Olympic medal contender in track, an achievement that he believes will deliver him and his people from this violence. When the violence begins, Jean Patrick is forced to flee, leaving behind the woman, the family, and the country that is most dear to him. Finding them again turns out to be the race of his life. Although, I thought that this book was really, really good. This is my past judgment. I thought the book was really good because it's very interesting to me to see how a guy goes from a young boy, goes from living a peaceful life in his country to being run down out of the country by corrupted leaders and whatnot. And plus, I love to run myself, so I really think it's really cool because that he enjoys to run. It's really awesome. So. So basically, what happens in the beginnings leading up into this book? Jean Patrick is just a young boy at his home in Rwanda with his family, his father, his older brother, and his mother. It turns out that his father has to leave, and then later on, while you're reading through the chapter, he finds out that his father has been killed in a car accident. But throughout the story, he figures out the real purpose behind his father's murder. They tell him that it was a car accident, but it turns out it wasn't a car accident. So, throughout the story, he learns the true reasoning behind his father's death. He figures out the conspiracy, and a lot of bad stuff happens, and plus. The beginning chapters really affected me greatly because, you know, I know what it's like to not have a father. So, anyway, so when I was reading this book,